Good morning. I'm not Veronica Herrero, but I'm the vice chair of the committee, John Butler, and this meeting is being called to order. Welcome to the meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee of the NIU Board of Trustees. Ms. Hannon, would you please call the roll?
Yes, thank you.
Ms. Wright.
That's okay. I'm subbing.
I'm on a script, I have to admit.
Just read the script. It's fine. Trustee Rita Athes. Trustee Dennis Barsima.
Here.
Committee Chair, Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Board Chair Montel Gales.
Here.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero. Trustee Aiden O'Brien.
Here.
Trustee Leland Strom.
Here.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz.
All the way down here.
Thank you.
Mr. Perry, would you please verify that we have a quorum and that the appropriate notice of this meeting has been posted?
Good morning, Trustee Butler. You have a quorum present. An appropriate notice has been provided pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
And then we now move to a special occasion, not always on this committee's agenda, which is the swearing in of Trustee Aiden O'Brien, who joins us as a result of an election which made him the student trustee. And we're very glad to have you here and welcome. Would the board chair Montel Gales and Trustee O'Brien please complete the swearing in ceremony at the podium?
First of all, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And I don't know if you all know this, but I'm very excited about this moment because once upon a time, I stood right in his same shoes. And I know that when you get this kind of opportunity, there's a lot expected, and I expect to see a lot of him in the future. So we're going to start this process off, and I tell you, I'm going to say some words. I just want you to repeat after me, and we'll get this thing done.
Okay? Let's do it.
I state your name.
I, Aiden O'Brien.
That's right. Raise that right hand up.
I, Aiden O'Brien,
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully serve.
That I will faithfully serve.
Support.
Support.
Preserve.
Preserve.
Protect.
Protect.
And defend the Constitution of the United States and the laws thereof.
And defend the Constitution of the United States and the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois and the laws thereof.
The Constitution of Illinois and the laws thereof.
And the Constitution, bylaws, policies of Northern Illinois University.
And the Constitution, bylaws, policies of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility
that each member of the Board of Trustees has.
That each member of the Board of Trustees has.
And further solemnly swear.
And further solemnly swear
that I will discharge faithfully.
That I will discharge faithfully
my duties as a member of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
My duties as a member of the Board of Trustees at Northern Illinois University.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Aiden O'Brien, welcome to the Board of Trustees.
Thank you very much. Keep it short and sweet. I'm very excited to be here. I'm a senior marketing major. It's very scary to say. It's been a long week. It's been an exciting few days. Move-ins just got started yesterday. There's a lot of life on campus. It's a very exciting time in this country. It's a very exciting time at this university. So I'm just honored to be here. Thank you all for welcoming me. I look forward to getting to know the board over the year and interacting with everyone here. So thank you very much, and I'm excited to get started.
Very good.
Thank you.
Montel and I share a history of having both been student board members at one time. So welcome to the board again, Aiden, and we look forward to working with you. May I have a motion to approve the agenda for today's meeting?
So moved, Gales.
There's
second,
a motion. There's
second,
a motion
Athes.
By Gales. There's a second by Athes. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all in favor of adopting the agenda as specified, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstention? Motion carries. May I have a motion to approve the minutes of the meeting of May 9th, 2024?
So made, Strum.
Is there a second?
Second, Wazowitz.
There's a second from Wazowitz. So a motion from Strom, a second from Wazowitz. Is there any discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Any abstention? The motion carries. I'm going to speak on behalf of the chair of the committee by referring to some remarks here that were prepared, but certainly are sort of natural coming from us. We want to welcome everybody to the meeting. I understand, or I just learned, that several members of the student affairs staff were up late last night. So thank you for making it here for this relatively early meeting from college and university standards. Thank you for joining us and the work that you do. This is an exciting time, of course, for the university. New students are moving in, housing, and I understand there's a number of returning students will move in over the weekend. You can feel the energy and excitement, and as I recall from my own experience, probably a lot of nervousness. The faculty and staff at NIU are all set to help our students start the year off right. The week of welcome features many activities to introduce students to the campus, from finding their classrooms to taking care of themselves and finding new friends. Student affairs and our cultural resource centers continue to find ways to engage students and create a sense of belonging. We want to thank all of the volunteers that make these activities possible. Then on Monday, classes begin. Our students will see some upgrades to our classrooms with new technology and furniture in an effort to support the innovative ways that we teach and learn. We all look forward to seeing a lively campus as students go to class, check out the library, and unwind in the home student center. That would be a different word. The Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning has several exciting programs planned, including a week of engagement toolkit to promote active engagement strategies for the rest of the first week of class and throughout the semester. All these efforts contribute to the university goal of reducing equity gaps, removing barriers to student success, and improving outcomes for all students. We want to thank all the faculty, staff, and administrators who have prepared our campus with the success, health, and safety of our students, faculty, and staff in mind. Today, we have two action items to consider as a committee. First is the approval of faculty tenure and promotion for Dr. Hasham Khalidi, who will be joining NIU as the Director of Cybersecurity. We will consider an appointment for Dr. Khalidi as professor with tenure in the Department of Computer Sciences. Second is the request to delete the integrated minor in marketing, which has not been used since it was offered. Chair Herrera, do you want to continue with the remarks? I'd be happy to leave them here and you can step in now.
You're so nice.
Or do you want me to just finish the remarks and then we'll switch? Okay, I'll finish the remarks. Yes. We have four information items today. First is the annual list of academic changes submitted to the Illinois Board of Higher Education. Next is the use of an executive search firm to find the next dean of the College of Education. Third is to recognize the contributions of 19 faculty who retired the last fiscal year. These faculty form the backbone of what we do at NIU, escalate the future leaders of Illinois, our country, and the world. We want to thank them for their years of service and their dedication to our students and their disciplines. Our final information item is a presentation from our Executive Vice President and Provost, Lori Elish Piper, on the Higher Learning Commission site visit that happened in March. Before we go into the agenda, we want to welcome any University Advisory Committee representatives present today. The current UAC representatives are Felicia Bohannon, Ben Creed, Brad Kripe, Larissa Garcia, Natasha Johnson, and Tom Szczesinski. Do any of those individuals here with us today have any comments for the committee?
The only comment is a welcome to Trustee O'Brien. Welcome.
Thank you very much. And I will now turn the chair position over to the chair of the committee.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Apologies. Thank you. No. All right, we're going to move on to public comment. Mr. Perry, have any members of the public registered a written request to address the board in accordance with state law and the Board of Trustees bylaws?
Good morning, Madam Chair. We do not have any public comment for this meeting.
Thank you. I would now like to invite Executive Vice President and Provost Lori Eilish Piper to present the university recommendations.
Thank you, Chair Herrero. First of all, I want to reiterate Vice Chair Butler's excitement about the start of the semester. We were out at the residence halls yesterday meeting and greeting new Huskies and their families, and the enthusiasm and the promise was just amazing. We also had our Culture Fest late yesterday afternoon, and students are showing up and engaging and connecting, and it was just wonderful. We also are excited about other Week of Welcome events that will be taking place, including our block party happening at Central Park this evening. We also welcomed about 20 new faculty and 8 new administrators this past week, and we're developing ways to support them to ensure that they start their academic careers at NIU in a strong way. Over the summer, the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning has been working on a new program called Enriching the Design of General Education to build community around faculty and promote excellence in general education teaching. Additionally, 9 faculty are partnering with the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning to develop a strategic set of general education courses to be offered online as part of our strategy to reduce obstacles to degree completion for students who are adult learners or location-bound individuals who need access to those types of courses to be able to complete their degrees. In addition, CITL is introducing a new faculty mentoring program dedicated to teaching excellence, which is extremely exciting to me because we know that the quality of teaching contributes significantly to our students' success. All of these efforts continue to address the university goal of reducing equity gaps and removing barriers to student success and to improving outcomes for all students. Today, we have 2 information items. I'll begin with item 8A. It concerns a recommendation for the promotion and tenure effective 2024-25 for Dr. Hisham Khalidi, who is joining NIU as the Director of Cybersecurity, with a promotion to the rank of professor and tenure in the Department of Computer Science in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Dr. Khalidi comes to us from the State University of New York, where he served as an associate professor and chair of the Cybersecurity Department. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and asks that the President forward it by means of the President's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at today's special meeting, August 22nd, 2024. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Anyone have any questions?
I do.
Yes. Please.
Is this a new position, the Director of Cybersecurity?
Yes, it is a new position. It is because we're going to be developing cybersecurity degree programs. Yeah. We've had certificates and courses in those areas, but based on a lot of feedback and a lot of analysis, it was really identified that these are growth opportunity areas for NIU. So we're really excited to add this position with that expertise to help develop that curriculum and get those programs up and running.
Now, will this position work with DOIT, or is this strictly faculty?
It's an academic position. It's a faculty
position.
But as always, we collaborate with our colleagues on campus, and so there certainly may be opportunities to collaborate with individuals and DOIT.
Oh, great.
Hey, thank you. Now we'll ask for a motion to approve item 8A, recommendation for faculty tenure and or promotion effective 2024-2025.
So moved, Madam Chair. Dales.
Thank you. May I please have a second?
Second, Wazowitz.
Thank you. Any additional discussion? Great. So at this time, I would like to remind Trustee O'Brien that as a student trustee, you are unable to vote on agenda items regarding tenure. Rather than voting yes or no, you can simply vote to abstain. Ms. Hannon, would you please take the roll call?
Yes. Trustee Rita Athus?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Varsima?
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien?
I will abstain.
Trustee Leland Strome?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wazowitz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Motion carries. Provost Eilish Piper, would you please present the next item?
Yes. Item 8B is a request for the deletion of the integrated minor in marketing, the MS in digital marketing. With the accelerated BS in marketing into MS in digital marketing, the Department of Marketing finds the integrated minor to be redundant. No students have applied for this since it has been offered, and there are currently no students in the program. The accelerated program is the preferred choice for undergraduate students who are seeking to enter the MS in digital marketing program, and that program will remain in the catalog. The university recommends that the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee endorse this request and asks that the president forward it by means of the president's report to the Board of Trustees for approval at its meeting on September 19, 2024. Are there any questions about agenda item 8B?
I think I'm going to ask for a motion.
Okay.
So we can go into discussion. May I have a motion to approve item 8B, request for deletion of integrated, now I'm confused. Right? Okay. For the deletion of integrated minor in marketing, MS in digital marketing.
So made, Strome.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second, Athus.
Now I would like to entertain any discussion or questions. Yes, Monta.
You mentioned the accelerated program. How long is that? And is that during the summer months? Is it off the regular calendar? How does that work?
Generally, accelerated programs allow students to take some graduate level courses at the end of their undergraduate program to just really streamline the process. It doesn't necessarily mean that they do it in the summer. It's just really strategically selecting the courses so that they can complete the program as efficiently as possible.
Does this match any of the other institutions in Illinois? Do they have a similar type of program?
I'm not certain about that. I don't know. If our new dean of business is aware of that. Oftentimes we do benchmark against other institutions, but I'm not certain in this case if there's accelerated programs at other institutions.
Thank you. Other questions? Yes, Trustee Wasserman.
So Laurie, I was curious, so how did we get to this point where we really had, it seems like we have a duplicative effort here, so how did that work?
Yeah, I think a lot of times when we create a minor, we think that that's going to appeal to students, but many times in reality it doesn't. And so I think it's just an effort to figure out a pathway that makes the most sense for students. And so generally the creation of a minor is just packaging up existing courses, and when there aren't students who are interested in it, we would then delete that. And so I think sometimes we think that it's important to create multiple pathways for students, and we oftentimes find that that can be confusing, and those pathways might actually be in competition with one another. So it appears that students, were not really interested in that minor, but rather were interested in getting into that master's degree, and so that's why we're deleting the minor.
Yeah, obviously it's a pretty important thing.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt. All right, thank you.
Can I just make a comment to compliment the provost here? I would just like to say that the efforts of Provost Eilish Piper and the deans to work together to eliminate unnecessary curricular complexity and to use data to highlight to our leadership, our academic leadership, and also to our students the value add of specific masters or accelerated programs is something that all of us should be very proud of. You know, when you read the item, it seems not very exciting that we're eliminating something that has no students in it and never did. But if a student is looking at the catalog and trying to figure out what the best path for them is to a career that will give them the life satisfaction satisfaction and the economic mobility that they seek, it can be very confusing to have extra minors in different pathways there. And so I think that trying to be efficient, transparent, less complex is an undervalued aspect of what we're doing to make our students more successful, to help mitigate, you know, financial challenges. And I just wanted to really call out the provost for her leadership and the deans for their leadership at the college level.
I agree.
I agree 100% as well. Just in my experience, for the student experience, we need to be as streamlined and clear as possible, because they will get confused. We confuse them. They're not confused. We confuse them. And there's no reason for that. So I also just thank you for your efforts. Any further discussion? Yes, please.
Yeah, I have a quick question. So forgive me if I'm wrong, but will the digital marketing certificate still be in place, or are we just removing the minor?
This is just the minor. This is just the minor.
Any additional questions? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, we'll move to university reports. I would like to invite Executive Vice President Provost Lori Eilish-Pepe to present their university reports.
Yes, item 9A is the annual listing of changes sent to the Illinois Board of Higher Education for fiscal year 2024. In FY24, NIU created three programs, three certificates, one minor, one emphasis, and eight specializations. One program, nine certificates, one minor, three specializations, and one emphasis were deleted. As a reminder, and there will not be a quiz on this, a degree program is a major, a certificate is a credential that requires fewer hours than a major, an emphasis is a subdivision of an undergraduate major, a specialization is a subdivision of a graduate degree, and an option is used to designate a choice available in completing a particular program, such as the choice between a thesis or a non-thesis plan of study. Mm-hmm. Also approved in the report were two name changes and one new in-region location, the University Center at McHenry County College. The details are all listed in the board book, and these changes were reported to the Illinois Board of Higher Education in June. Are there any questions?
Any questions?
Item 9B pertains to the use of search firms for administrative searches. Bill Pitney is currently serving as the acting dean of the College of Education. Due to the critical role and the function of this position, NIU will seek the services of a search firm to assist in the development of a diverse and experienced qualified pool of candidates. Are there any questions?
Any questions? If not, we'll move to 9C.
Okay. Item 9C recognizes faculty who have been granted emeritus status for fiscal year 2025. This item is always bittersweet. 19 faculty members on this list have dedicated their academic lives to NIU, contributing to our research, our teaching, and our engagement missions. We are proud of their contributions to our students, to fellow faculty members, and to NIU more broadly. I wish them the best as they start on their next journeys. Are there any questions?
Yes, Trustee Gales. Chair Gales.
No question, but a statement. I wish every one of these individuals great success moving forward. Mm. And let's remember these are the best marketing reps that we can have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. Anyone else? Any comments or questions? Thank you. Mm-hmm. We'll move to presentation.
Yes, item 9D is my presentation on the recent Higher Learning Commission accreditation site visit. There are the slides. Excellent. So I have good news to share, but I'd like to first start with some context. Next slide, please. NIU has been continuously accredited by the Higher Learning Commission for over a century. In fact, we've been accredited since 1915. The HLC is one of seven accrediting agencies for institutions that are approved by the U.S. Department of Education. NIU's previous comprehensive evaluation took place in 2014, at which time we were re-accredited for 10 years, which is the maximum length of time for accreditation. Next slide, please. So why is accreditation important? Well, first of all, it is required for NIU to be eligible for federal funds. Those include things like Pell Grants, direct-to-student federal loans, as well as federal work study, among other funds. It also ensures our legitimacy to the public. It's really a stamp of approval, if you will, to indicate that NIU is an institution that provides rigorous academic programs and that it uses high standards. It also provides an opportunity for us to engage in continuous improvement, where we can look at and analyze what's working, make changes, celebrate our accomplishments, and set goals for the future. So it's really woven into the fabric of what we do at NIU. Next slide, please. So this process is a 10-year process. We opt for what's called the Open Pathway. The Open Pathway focuses on quality assurance and institutional improvement. And if you look at that graphic, I'll briefly take us through what happens in each of those time spans across the 10-year process. In years 1 through 3, we are preparing an assurance filing. That's where we're collecting evidence on the things that we're doing, the changes that we're making, the outcomes of things that we're doing, so that we're creating that evidence file to document those things over time. In year 4, we prepare and submit an assurance review, which is basically a self-study supported with evidence that's reviewed, but there is not a site visit associated with that assurance review. In years 5 through 7, we focus on the quality initiative proposal. During our review, we focused on the issue of closing academic equity gaps for students in gateway courses, which is clearly a key focus that we've been engaging with at NIU. In years 7 through 9, we submit that quality initiative report and the supporting evidence. And then in year 10, we engage in what's called the comprehensive evaluation. On the next slide, please, I'll show you what the steps are in the comprehensive evaluation process. So first is the submission of an assurance argument. That assurance argument is prepared over a couple of years, generally speaking, and it is limited to 35,000 words. In case you wondered, 35,000 words is 70 single-spaced pages or 140 double-spaced pages, so it is lengthy. It has to be supported by evidence, and we had over 700 pieces of evidence that were provided to show the ways in which we were meeting the criteria that are required for HLC accreditation. The next component is the federal compliance review. This is where we document that we are in compliance with all of the U.S. Department of Education requirements. The comprehensive evaluation process includes a student opinion survey. Ours was launched in January, and over 1,700 students responded to that survey. And then last, but certainly not least, we hosted our site visit in March. We had a team of 4 members who came to our campus and met with over 100 members of our campus community, faculty, staff, students, community partners, and trustees as well. Next slide, please. The accreditation criterion are focused in 5 broad areas. Within those, there are sub-areas or specific core components. So I'll briefly take you through the 5 criterion. Criterion 1 is mission. And so basically what the reviewers are looking for is, does the university have a clearly articulated mission that's known around campus? But more importantly, do the policies and procedures and activities of the university align directly with its mission? Criterion 2 focuses on integrity. Does the university operate in ways that are ethical and responsible? It includes things like our board structure. It includes things like our policies and procedures. It includes things like our adherence to standards such as academic freedom. Criterion 3 and 4 both focus on teaching and learning, but there's a bit of difference, so I'll talk about each of them individually. Criterion 3 focuses on the quality of our academic programs, the resources available, and the supports. Here we're looking, are the academic programs rigorous? Do the undergraduate programs include expectations and evaluations that are appropriate at the undergraduate level compared to master's programs or doctoral programs as well? Criterion 4 specifically looks at the evaluation and also that continuous improvement, so program review. How do we review our academic programs to ensure that they are rigorous and meaningful and current? How do we review the student learning outcomes to ensure that we're assessing the right things as well as the performance of our students across those those degree programs, and then we're using that information to improve. So that's what they're looking for in criterion four. And criterion five is looking at institutional effectiveness. Specifically, do we have the resources and the planning to operate effectively as a high-quality university? And do we have the resources and planning to assist us if opportunities or challenges present themselves? Each of those criterion are written about, and then that's where the evidence comes into place. The evidence that shows what we're actually doing and provides documentation over time of the ways in which we meet each of those criterion. Next slide, please. So good news, in June of 2024, we were notified by the Higher Learning Commission that NIU's accreditation has been continued for 10 years, again, the maximum time allowable. So that's great news for celebration. Yes, we can applaud that. Let me talk a little more specifically. I mentioned before that there were core components across those five criteria, and there's a total of 18. We met 17 of 18 fully. There was one that we met with concern, and that will require us to submit an interim report on finances that's due in October of 2026. Basically, the Higher Learning Commission just wants to see documentation that we are implementing the plan that was approved by the board to address our budget deficit. Next slide, please. So, I want to share a few excerpts from the report that the Higher Learning Commission review team provided, because I think they really give evidence of the positive things that came out of this review and really document the ways that we as a university focus on student success and academic quality. And so ordinarily I wouldn't read slides to you, but I suspect no one can read that slide from where you're seated, so I am going to read them to you. The first excerpt states, NIU is committed to fostering a supportive and enriching environment for its students, prioritizing academic and personal growth. NIU has invested in high-quality teaching and resources, as well as providing ongoing support and enriched experiences. The faculty and staff are qualified and passionate about serving the needs of students. I don't know about you, but that definitely makes me feel proud to be a Husky. The next excerpt on the next slide, please. This comment says, during the team's time on campus, we heard from multiple stakeholders that diversity, equity, and inclusion was understood at NIU to be woven throughout each of the campus's priorities. Indeed, another place that I think we can feel a point of pride, because that's definitely been a focus of our work across recent years. And then the next slide, please. The final quote I want to share with you from the report states, the campus-wide commitment and common understanding of the mission and its associated vision, values, guiding principles, and themes were reflected in nearly every conversation the team had with trustees, administrators, faculty, staff, even students and community members. Next slide, please. So while we are obviously celebrating the fact that we were reaccredited for 10 years. I mentioned earlier this is a process of continuous improvement, and so we're gearing up to do it again. We will be restarting the open pathway process. We will also be making sure that we address any area or areas mentioned by the Higher Learning Commission as their priorities in the future, as well as complying with any new Department of Education regulations that come forward. In 2025-26, we're going to kick off preparations for our 2027-28 assurance review. And as I mentioned earlier, in the fall of 2026, we will be submitting that interim report on finances to the Higher Learning Commission. Next slide, please. So I want to take this opportunity to thank some folks who did an enormous amount of work and provided incredible leadership throughout this process. I want to specifically acknowledge Chris McCord, Amy Burrow, and Jason Rohde, if we can give them a round of applause. We are incredibly grateful for your leadership and your hard work and your incredible attention to detail in completing this entire process. In addition, I want to take this opportunity to thank Trustees Barsima and Butler, who were able to meet with the members of the HLC review team, who commented on how impressed they were at how much the trustees knew about what goes on at NIU. So thank you for your involvement in that process. So that is the end of my presentation, but I am happy to entertain any questions and potentially invite up Chris McCord, Amy Burrow, and Jason Rohde if the questions are more specific.
Thank you. First, just again, I want to thank everybody for the hard. I do understand how difficult and stressful this whole process can be, and so to get that result is just really amazing. And I want to congratulate you, Provost President, and everybody who helped with this. And obviously, I think, you know, the one concern is fair, right? I think we're all watching that, and I think it's important for us to remember that, you know, we can have the most wonderful university, the most wonderful students, the most wonderful faculty and staff, and really get all of the praise from HLC. But, you know, the discipline that we need on the finance side is just going to keep coming up no matter what conversation we're in. So, and I know it's a concern for them from the outside, but we're confident that we are going to be able to get through that and be able to come back in 10 years for sure and be able to celebrate, you know, 18, right? 18 competencies?
Yes.
18 out of 18. So with that, I will open it up to comments, questions, and discussion. Yes, Chair Gales.
Madam Provost, you mentioned that there was one area of concern dealing with the finances. Mm-hmm. Is that process, is that simply, do you have a plan in place, or do they get into the quality of the plan that we all have?
It's a bit of both. It's a bit of both. And for context, I should share that 53% of institutions that went through their accreditation process with the HLC in the last 5 years had at least one area that was met with concern, and the most common area was in the space that we were as well. And so I think that the Higher Learning Commission is just really trying to ensure that institutions have a plan, that the plan makes sense, and that they're working the plan.
So the plan makes sense. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is there the accreditation that occurred in 2014, mm-hmm. were there any items of concern noted in that? I mean, I know we're going back in history a ways, but I'm wondering if there's a comparative analysis done over a period of years on whether you've improved or you've gone the other direction in these areas.
I think President Freeman can address that.
You know, Amy or Chris or Jason may want to talk in more detail, but I was the provost then, and I remember becoming provost shortly before the team arrived on campus and then going through the report. And I think we've made tremendous progress on some of the things that were cited then. One of the things that was spoken about then was the fact that we didn't have a common understanding across our campus of the university's mission, that we didn't have that level of alignment that was seen in this report. We had a finding related to budget planning and finance then, but it was also about transparency and connection between budget, finance, and the community understanding, and I don't think that was expressed in the same way this time. I think we had a finding about assessment of general education and some concern about whether we actually knew whether that curricula was working for our students and properly aligned with standards, and we did not have that repeat finding. That's my memory of the major things from back then. So at this point, I may need to do what you did, Lori, and just I'm picturing in my mind sitting at the table with the accreditors and reading the report. But I'm sure that Amy and Jason and Chris have read it much more recently than I have.
Do any of you have anything to add? If so, come on up.
The general education concern is the one that sticks out to me most in 2014. We did not have that finding this time around. Provost Alish Piper and Vice Provost Shadiman have done a wonderful job in their short time making sure we paid adequate attention to Gen Ed. And the HLC understands that the stuff is hard and it takes time and iteration. You can't do this overnight. Mm-hmm. So they looked at our new leadership. They talked to the General Education Committee, and we made a commitment to collecting data, acting on that data before our assurance review in 2027-28. So they didn't have any concerns going forward.
Yes, Trustee Butler.
Because this 10 years is a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot can happen in that time period. So it's
like a global pandemic.
Right. Right. So it's just good to understand, again, whether there are trends embedded in this that we can benefit from understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Trustee Butler.
I was here in 2014 and was chair of the board at the time, so I recall the process. I read that report in preparation for meeting with the HLC committee, and I read this report, and I tend to be an over-preparer, and so I read the whole thing in preparation for that lunch meeting. I really focused my comments about the issue of alignment and mission. Trustee Barsima was just outstanding in the way that he explained where the university was in terms of the finances. I do recall the transparency issue in 2014, and we've come a long way. There, you know, anyone who's paying attention knows exactly where we are, and they know what our plan is. That was not the case in 2014. And to be fair to the president at the time, he had just come on board. So he was beginning to get his hands on that issue. So this is a great outcome. Thank you for all your work. Having read the report, it's you know, clear to me that a lot of people did a lot of work over a lot of years. You know, it's not work that tends to get a lot of attention, but it is certainly, you know, work that's very important to who we are.
100%. And thank you for being part of the process. We're lucky to have you and all the institutional knowledge you have, as well as Trustee Barsima and the institutional knowledge you have on our finances, and all of the coaching, right, that you've given all of us on how to make sure we continue to be transparent and have the visibility that we all need to be able to sit in these chairs, right? Wonderful. Any other questions? I have one question. On the student opinion survey, were there any insights that we gained from the opinion survey?
You know, really what you're looking for in the opinion survey is patterns, and there weren't any particularly strong patterns that cut across lots of student responses. For example, there might be three or four that talked about something or something else, and so, you know, really we looked at them to see what it could provide for us in terms of information, but the review team, you know, didn't identify any particular patterns that were of a concern for them. They did ask us some questions about some of the comments, but they were not strong patterns that needed to be addressed.
Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you.
Thank you.
And now we get to start the cycle all over again.
Yes.
Lucky you.
It's continuous.
Next, we'll move to other matters. Are there other matters to come before the committee? If not, we will move to the next meeting date. The next meeting date of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee will be November 7th. And since I arrived late and had to jump right into reading my script, I do want to take a minute to just congratulate everyone on starting the year, both from, you know, our students, our faculty and staff. I know we're going to have an amazing year. I'm very excited to be chairing this committee. This is I'm a little bummed that I didn't get to do the remarks on my first, you know, committee that I'm chairing here, but I'm excited to be able to serve as chair and be able to do this in future meetings. But just wanted to thank you all, welcome you all back to campus, and thank you for all your hard work in advance. So with that, I'm going to move to adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Barsima.
Thank you. A second?
Second, Wozowicz.
Thank you, Chair Wozowicz. Or sorry, not Chair Wozowicz. Trustee Wozowicz.
Yeah, I'm just the guy down at the end.
Ms. Hannon, would you please take the roll call vote?
Yes. Trustee Rita Athis?
Yes.
Trustee Dennis Barsima?
Yes.
Committee Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Montel Gales?
Yes.
Committee Chair Veronica Herrero?
Yes.
Trustee Aiden O'Brien?
Yes.
Trustee Leland Strome?
Yes.
Trustee Eric Wozowicz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee meeting. We will reconvene the Research and Innovation, Legal, and Legislative Affairs Committee at 9:45. And is that...
Correct. Okay. I was hoping that Liz would read the roll call really, really slowly. She didn't do that. So.
All right. Well, thank you. Meeting adjourned.